Okay, so Plan S is basically the hold my beer of the AI 2040 series.
Yep. Plan A's deal, Plan B's sabotage, Plan C's burn the lead, Plan D's race to ASSI, and Plan S says shut it all down full stop.
For now, at least until we figure out how not to accidentally summon the singularity.
Right.
Which, if you're keeping score, makes this episode 647 and we're 4 deep into the AI 2040 scenarios. Remember back in episode 643 when we walked through Plan A, the international deal to slow down to 2040 with transparency and verified guardrails?
Sure.
And Plan B was fight China, Plan C was burn the lead, and Plan D was burn it all and race to ASSI. So Plan S is that we don't actually need to build God plan. You just stop building God.
The scenario's thesis is simple. The goal is to grind frontier AI, R&D to halt worldwide by 2030.
So instead of pacing the rise of superintelligence like Plan A does, Plan S freezes it in place. Existing data centers stay up, existing eyes keep running, but no new training, no algorithmic research, nothing that could push capabilities forward.
Yep. DS and China jointly station auditors inside each other's projects. Every advanced chip is tracked, monitored, and every data center's usage is logged to ensure no large training runs, basically turning the whole frontier stack into a giant, boring inspection regime.
And the kicker is China surprisingly agrees because, hey, they were already worried about falling behind US compute advantage and what a US superintelligence might do to them.
So the great US-China détente isn't about peace. It's about not summoning the apocalypse on purpose.
Exactly. Progress slows to a crawl, the authors say at least tenfold. And with algorithmic research itself banned, as taboo among computer scientists as human cloning is among biologists, the engine of improvement grinds to a halt.
But the trade-off's brutal. Step zero is stop everything. Step one is stay stopped for a decade. Step two is okay, now what? And the author suspects step two is just plan it in disguise.
So, Plan S is simpler and harder to mess up, but it's also radioactive, it's hostile to AI companies, so industry opposition could sink it before it even starts.
And meanwhile, the author meant the shutdown deal would plausibly collapse within a decade, at which point you're either restarting from a better place or from a world war or from a compute overhang.
So, is that a feature or a bug? Freeze now and risk a worse restart later, or scale slowly and keep working on safety while you do it?
Right. On the surface, Plan S is the hardest break of all. It halts frontier R&D entirely rather than merely throttling it like Plan C, but the durability question looms. Can you make a moratorium stick?
And if it doesn't stick, and the authors think it probably won't, then you're not really buying safety, you're just kicking the can down the road.
Exactly. The near-term risk reduction is real, but the restart question is everything.
You know, the part that always gets me about this series is how much it hinges on who actually gets to decide the fate of the future.
Yeah. Plan A? Ton of public oversight and transparency. Plan S? A literal moratorium enforced by auditors and chip tracking. One is let's talk it out. The other is no talking period. I mean.
Okay, fair. It is that China would sign on to this?
The article frames it as both sides fear the worst outcome more than each other. Also, the moratorium only works if literally every advanced fab and 99% of global AI compute is covered.
So, unless you've got a planetary coalition policing chip, FYBS, and data centers, Plan S is a non-starter.
And that's the part I don't buy, the cultural ban on algorithmic research. Computer scientists are not biologists. Trying to make doing research itself taboo is a bridge too far.
You're basically asking the field to stop improving, like telling physicians to stop running clinical trials.
Right. And the author's met plan it might be better long term. So why even propose Plan S?
Because it's a genuine public safety hedge against racing to God, a radical break when the others are throttles and the authors are sympathetic to it. But honestly, it still feels like an end run around the hard question, who decides when it's safe to unfreeze?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. The enforcement regime is brutal, the restart is uncertain, and the cultural cost is sky high. But the near-term risk reduction is real.
So, if Plan S is the hold my beer of the series, I'll give it this. At least it's honest about how scared it is of building superintelligence at all.